Hiroshi Ishiza is snapping pictures of his new bride, Mayuko, in Waikiki. The recruiting consultant from Tokyo is on an 8-day honeymoon, enjoying the scenery and driving a convertible with the top down.
So how much money do you spend with hotel room, food?
Yeah. 4 days, $2,500.
In the first quarter of this year, tourists like the Ishizas spent an average of $42 million a day in the state, $20 million on Oahu alone. Meanwhile, Hawaii Tourism Authority President and CEO Mike McCartney was a featured speaker at the annual Smart Business Hawaii Conference. McCartney told the attendees that competition is on the horizon for the state's number one industry.
There's 162 projects, 26,000 rooms in the Caribbean and Mexico, not planned, but in the pipeline to be built. In the next 10 years, there'll be some great product there. Airlines will fly in that north-south direction in the same time zone. So we need to continue to refresh our product and to take a look at where we're going and what's happening.
McCartney says what the Hawaii industry does in the next 5 years will have an impact on the next 50, and this will involve all sectors of the state's economy, from renovating the outdated Honolulu International Airport, opening the Kona Airport on the Big Island for international flights, and possibly locating U.S. Customs and Immigration Services in Japan and Korea to facilitate neighbor island travel. And then there's the growing homeless population in Hawaii.
What the hotels realize and what we realize is that it's not a Waikiki problem, it's a Hawaii problem. So slowly there are ideas like, can we rent the street out to the Waikiki Improvement Association for $1 a year? Now that becomes private property. That's much like Fort DeRussy, so you can trespass people on that. Is everybody willing to go through that and take that chance?
Back in Waikiki, Levi Landis, who has been homeless in Hawaii for 4 years, digs in a trash bin on Kalakaua Avenue looking for treasures.
Trying to get anything out of the rubbish really that's worth money. Like, I just found this pair of sunglasses. Oh, now I broke the lens out of the pair of sunglasses, but super glue that piece together and you got a pair of sunglasses that you can sell to a tourist for maybe 15, 20 bucks.
Jacqueline Billieux from Tennessee is vacationing with her partner and 7-month-old baby. Billieux says the homeless back home are placed in missions.
There's a lot more homeless people here than there is where I'm from, so I don't know. It's a little weird to be walking around and there's a lot of people that are homeless.
But Billieux says she would still come back to Hawaii. The state has 11 million air seats available for travel to the islands each year. 49 visitors support one of the 173,000 jobs created by the visitor and accommodations industry in Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.